Because you're breathing.
No, I'm not to be here today.
Why?
We're inviting, we're receiving 12, we've got 12 joining, and Sharon's daughter's not here today, but in 2 weeks we're going to have her join as well. We have 11 folks joining our church today. Oh. We're actually going to have two baptisms as well, a reaffirmation of one, and a baptism for Andrew and Kiana, so we're excited about that.
Amen.
Have you guys with us today. Wendell said if we continue to have baptisms in this manner, we'll need to put a hose bib up here so we can just see. Wouldn't that be a nice problem to have? Amen, amen. Well, welcome to Lakeside United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor David Branson. I'm certainly glad you all are with us today. And it's a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord, I think. It's an awesome, awesome day. Just a couple of quick announcements. We do have our Connect cards in your bulletin. Be sure and just put your name if you're a regular attendee or a member or whatever. Or if there's any messages you would like for me or the office to receive, indicate them on your Connect cards and drop them in the offering plate as it comes around this morning as well. Matthew Meals yesterday, I actually had a chance to stop by for a few minutes yesterday and visit with the folks. They served 180 hot meals yesterday.
All right.
Quite a few to name, but these will be put on our prayer list, our email list, and on the church prayer list as well. So thank you all very much for those that helped out with Matthew Meals, and what an awesome ministry that is as well. Like I said, new members today. This week, we're not going to have our praise gathering, Booth Hiss, but our band has prior commitment in their own church, so we're going to skip 1 week. So if you've been coming out for that, we're not going to be doing it this week, but the following week we will continue right on like we have. I would encourage you all to come out for that. It's an awesome time of fellowship and just good praise music and just the time to spend here in the house of the Lord and prayer time and the scripture verse and things. But it's just awesome the time we have on Thursday evening. So actually, we've got a lady trying to get in. I think she goes to the other door. Someone can maybe, one of the ushers can stick their head out and invite her from the side door back there. Reminder of our crosswalk. It's called In Hunger Now Walk. When they mentioned that, I didn't know what they were talking about. The boys called it crosswalk, but this year they're calling it the In Hunger Walk. There's an announcement for that in your bulletin as well. We're going to have a little short video, and you might even recognize some of the faces in the video because about 20 of our folks participated last year, so we're in the video from last year as well, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But there's information on that in your bulletin. Some of us will be walking. If you're walking in the crosswalk, raise your hand. Okay, there will be more of us. We generally have 15 to 20 folks from our church that do that. You can sponsor those folks. This is a fundraiser for them, for their feeding program. So read about it in your bulletin. We'll be getting some more information. And those of us that are walking have sponsor sheets if you would like to, or just write a check to the church and put crosswalk or In Hunger Walk on your check if you would like to just put a check in the offering plate. Thank you all for those announcements. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
We're supposed to tell you to stand, but you guys are really good.
We're well trained.
That's right. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when the weather patterns changed and tornadoes, hurricanes, and wildfires came out of nowhere.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, the flood water changed our homes and flooded our fields.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when life happened and things did not go as planned,
where would we be? How would we make it through?
Let us worship the one who is always on our side. Our opening hymn is O God, Our Help in Ages Past. It will be on PowerPoint, and it's also in the hymnal number 117.
Thank you.
video of the In the Hunger Walk from last year, and you will actually recognize some faces in that, and that's going to be our children's message. I hope all of us, those of us gathered here, will be walking in 2 weeks, right? You going to join me? Devin, are you? JoJo, you want to walk with us in a couple weeks? All right, we'll talk about it. Yes, they will. All right.
Participate in the End Hunger Walk, the crosswalk as we know it. Father, bless them,
Let us be forever mindful of those we help and serve when we do these things for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, cool. Well, you guys can hang out for a minute. You can stay here. I would like to invite everyone that's joining in our two baptisms come forward this morning. Come on down. Bring the hymnal with you, and you'll be reading from the hymnal. You can grab one there on the side. Now, if any of you know these folks and would like to stand with them, you're more than welcome to come down and stand. I see Mary Ann is coming to be with Sharon. That's awesome. A little quick story on Mary Ann and Sharon. They were in the rehab. You were in rehab as well. Now, Kiana Salter, she will be baptized today. That is awesome. Andrew Moore will be reaffirming his baptism today as well. And these will be received into the membership of Lakeside United Methodist Church and the Methodist Church in overall. These folks to be received today: Tony Crispino, Suzanne Crispino, Karen Snyder, and her son Devin, Albert David Abdul, Karen Booth, Sharon Weisbach, Andrew Lohr, Kiana Salter, Sharon Merrill, my Aunt Sharon, and Maria Morelli. All right. So these folks will be received into our congregation today. Turning to page 34. These are questions that all of you will be answering this morning that are joining or being baptized. The three questions, starting in number section 4. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord, in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races.
Amen.
Dropping down to number 6. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Turning now to page 36, and now I will ask Andrew and Kiana to come forward, and their sponsors and friends can come and stand behind them as well. Okay. So come for now and just stand here at the altar. And this is your responsive reading as well. The congregation and you folks up front here will answer in your... The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in His final victory.
All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is with you and with the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy
We have the blessed water from the River Jordan as well this morning for these two just wonderful young people, and what a blessing it is for me to do this for you all this morning. Giannis Walter, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God's grace and peace flow over you in this baptismal covenant. Amen. Andrew Lohr, I reaffirm your baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may God's grace and peace pour out upon you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born from water and the Spirit, you may be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now it is our joy to welcome our new brother and sister in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ. Go ahead and stand up so I can give you a hug. Turning now to page 38, this is receiving all you folks as members of this church. You all can stay up here with them or however you want. You're fine. You're fine. All right. Starting in section 14. As members of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, to confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ. And in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, renew our covenant, faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Welcome. Reminder, we want to meet with all of you in the fellowship hall after church, so don't run off. Go over there and we'll join up. I have a book I would like to give you. That would be awesome for us to get together before you leave today. And just want to speak to you and get your information from you as well. So God bless you. Don't run off. Let me shake everyone's hand. God bless you. Welcome here as well.
Welcome to the family.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Yay.
Amen.
Amen. It's just such a blessing. What a blessing. Now we get to pray for one another, an even greater blessing. Lifting up our loved ones, our brothers and sisters in Christ here. It's an awesome, awesome time for us to join together in prayer. We've got a list of folks today. It's like this stack of cards, quite a lengthy list. So lift these folks up in prayer this week as well. We do have the prayers from Matthew Meals, and like I said, they will be included in our prayer list as well. So the Matthew Meals prayers, absolutely lift them too. Sally Chanel had surgery this week. She's recovering at home. I see she's at home this morning, but we want to continue to let Sally out. Richard Fairbin, of course, we pray for him to just continue to feel God's grace pour out upon him. Ken Friend as well is home. He's still dealing with some health issues. Donna is lifting up her father, but their relationship would grow and be where it needs to be. So Donna's father. Brandon King has a job at Bethesda Hospital. So
all right.
Happy about that. These are going to be somewhat out of order because I haven't had time to organize them. So, but we are celebrating a praise for Brandon. That's awesome. That's awesome. My aunt Phyllis Carpenter as well. She has lung cancer. Richard Fearman, he does have a cold though, Richard. So we want to pray for that to improve. Helen Gilmore, a member of Calvary United Methodist and friends to many here. Her grandson is to be having surgery on a broken wrist for the second time. So we're lifting up them as well. Karen Schneider for guidance in her career and family concerns as well. Betty Johns, we continue to pray for her. Donna Morfis' mother. It's a slow recovery from a broken pelvis, but we do lift Betty up this morning as well. Andy is praying for his health and faith and the job that he has and a better one to come. We pray for Andy. Karen Ruger-John, good to see you. She's had some back problems. So we pray for your back to be better. Praying for the niece of the Chanel's, Christina. I pray for her family situation as well. And two teenagers. Prayers for her, for their family. Donna Harris lifts up her sister Debbie. Strength and peace for her husband. Serious health issues. Their pets. Okay, serious health issues of their pets, so we want to be sure and specify that. Tony Crispino. Tony is still dealing with spots on his lungs and throat that we just pray that they don't progress anymore. So, Tony, we continue to lift you up as well, brother. Carl Borelli, that's Maria's father, will be having open heart surgery tomorrow morning, so pray for him. Bobby McKinnon as well, spoke with Mac and Mary Jane this morning. Their son in Tennessee has cancer, so he's starting treatment for that. So let's keep Bobby in our prayers this week as well. Max, he has a cold and not feeling up to par today, so Max, we pray for him today. And Travel Mercies as well as they. They'll be traveling this week. And Jesse, Kenny, and Kat, pray for them. Jackie Brooks, pray for her. Marianne Davis, Eugene Nussbaum, and Shaylin Graham. We lift them up to the Lord this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for many blessings. And the family of Greg Valenti, who passed away in an accident on Thursday, that was her son's best friend through school, so I'm sure that's a hard thing to process and go through. So the Valenti family and Nancy's son as well, with that family looking through. Many things this morning that we have on our heart, we now get a chance to go before the Lord. So bring your prayers, your praises, your concerns, to the foot of the cross this morning. Would you pray with me? Oh, most blessed, gracious God, we are so grateful for these 11 today, the 12 in a couple of weeks will be the new members that have come into our congregation. Father, I pray for each one of them that your Spirit and your strength would be with them, that the Holy Spirit would reside wherever they go. Father, I do celebrate the baptism of Kiana this morning and the reaffirmation of Andrew's baptism, making a commitment to Christ now of his own free will. Father, we are so grateful and glad for that. Father, I just pray a blessing upon them and their life together and the relationship that they are forming with you. I lift them up to you today. Gracious God, excuse me, you've heard the pleadings of your congregation this morning, Lord, as we've lifted up our loved ones, and just so many things going on in the life of our church where health is failing and injury is there, and cancer and heart disease and all those things, Lord, that just bury us in our troubles of the world, Father. We pray today that you would be in each one of these instances named and those that we have kept hidden in our hearts. Father, we lift them up to you today. We pray your healing grace, your anointing upon each one of these folks. And as they see themselves transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray that they would witness to the glory of God and give God the credit when good things happen. And whatever happens, Lord, we put our lives in your hands. We are so grateful for you that you catch us wherever we stumble and fall. Wherever we are weak, you are there for us, Lord. Father, we pray today for our world. We pray for a nation that seems to struggle with its identity. We pray a blessing upon Pope Francis as he will be leaving the United States today. Father, we pray that the message he has brought is not just for the Catholic Church, it's for all of us. Father, we lift him up with his strength and stamina to continue to preach the word of Jesus Christ to the world, the hurting, less fortunate world. Father, let us as well take up that mantra. Let us plow ahead with the work you have been given, that we have been given, that you have poured out for us. Father, whether it's through Matthew Meals or our food pantry or wherever, or Pumpkin Patch, our fall festival, Father, wherever it is you have called us into service, I pray that you would let our light shine, that folks would be encouraged and enthusiastic about joining in, being a part of the good things that are going on here in this church. Father, this is their church. Let them take ownership of it. Let them be a part of the magic and the kingdom of God that is just so mysterious to us, Lord. Father, we are grateful that you love us, that you give us this opportunity. Father, we lift up our world leaders, our country's leaders, our military. Father, places that people are in harm, we lift to you today. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving for a wonderful, wonderful place right here in Lake Worth, Florida, that you have given us to worship you. So thank you. As we pray together, we honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Thank you.
make sacrifices for the work of our Lord. Let us now make our sacrifices to God through our offering. Would the ushers please step forward?
Father God, we pray that you would receive our offerings with the love and kindness that it was delivered. Father, bless it in your kingdom for the work you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Amen.
I pray that it is. It's one of my favorite songs in the world. It is well with my soul. My, look at the time. We'll be out of here by noon today. Our scripture today, a Hebrew text from Esther, a nice Jewish girl that was called into service by God. Please stand as we read from the book of Esther, chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, and then we're going to dive into this morning. Hear these words. So the king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther, and as they were drinking wine on that second day, the king again asked, Queen Esther, what is your petition? It will be given you. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted. Then Queen Esther answered, If I have found favor with you, O king, and if it pleases your majesty, grant me my life. This is my petition, and spare my people. This is my request. For I and my people have been sold for destruction and slaughter and annihilation. If we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such distress would justify disturbing the king. King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, Who is he? Where is the man who has dared to do such a thing? Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this vile Haman. Then Haman was terrified before the king and queen. It goes on from there. I'm going to stop. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings of this reading from Esther. Father, we're going to dive into the message that Esther was bringing to the king, the message from God himself. Father, bless this message and our time together here today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Have a seat. So as we read today in Esther, are any of you big Esther fans out there today? You've really spent a lot of time in Esther?
I like Esther.
Andy, I'm proud to see that you raised your hands. Amen. The Hebrew. She was a Jewish girl. She made good in the world, didn't she?
Yeah.
She became queen. She faced oppression, genocide. But the message I have for you today, and the title of this message is, When God Interrupts Our Fall. Now we're going to study a little bit about Haman. Haman built a gallows to hang one of his mortal enemies, Mordecai. How do we say it, Wendell? Mordecai? Wendell says where we come from, we say Mordecai. Mordecai became the enemy of Haman because he wouldn't walk. Remember? Bow down to him. Haman said, you bow down to me. Everyone in this kingdom, I'm the second fiddle around here. We're going to talk about second fiddles. Is it good to be a second fiddle? Hey, you're not quite like the first fiddle, are you? So Haman said, if you will not bow down to me, off with you. Hang you. Hang him. So I love this phrase that has permeated this message this week. Have you ever been hung on your own gallows? Have you built up something thinking it's to get someone else and you get yourself? Absolutely, we do it all the time. You know, we're warned about things. Now that I'm getting older and I have a few aches and pains, do you know people that get aches and pains or have a little something feeling not quite right and they just ignore it hoping it goes away?
Yep.
I'm guilty of that. How often does it go away?
Pretty much.
You know what's bad about that? Sometimes it goes away, doesn't it?
Yep.
It tricks us. What if you get a little low somewhere and you say, oh, well, I don't know, I might have pulled a muscle, I might have done this. So let's ignore that. 6 months, a year down the road, you're eating up with cancer. It played a trick on us, didn't it? Oh, it'll go away. It doesn't hurt that bad. Let's ignore that. And then big pain, big problem started. You find out if you would have done something about it, then you probably could have taken care of it. I'm guilty of that. Guilty as charged. And I bet many of you are as well. The same thing is true of us spiritually. How does that correlate? Most of you in here consider yourselves somewhat spiritual. Probably you're in church today, so this is a spiritual time for you all. But are we around in our everyday worlds and things are not going quite right, or someone gives us trouble at work, and our spiritual nature is out the window? Do we plot a scheme against people we know, love, or work with, or hate, hoping that they get there someday? I used to work in an environment when we would cross paths, you know, when you got about 40, 50 men working together, language is foul language, so we didn't really have to watch what we said, and horse play with each other and pick on one another and all this, until one day it wasn't okay. One day it made someone mad. It wasn't okay anymore. So we set little traps for people, don't we? I think if they step into this snare, I've got them right where I want them. Any of you had those thoughts in mind? Don't raise your hand. Boy, Robin's the only honest one here. Robin, way to go. We set snares for people. We just let them get tripped up enough that we look good.
Maybe we'll look good.
So our spiritual welfare is just as well as our physical. It's just as important, even more important than our physical. But how do we find out what's going on? How do we communicate that? Do you feel God's presence in your daily life? I hope you do. I hope you feel there's some nudge. You know, when we do something that's not quite the will of God, don't you get a little, whoops, that probably wasn't the right thing to do? Does God communicate to you in that way? When we're doing good things and we're trying to help people, God just lifts us up, fills us with joy. If we ever take a swipe at someone or say a bad word about someone or try to make someone look bad or do things that harm ourselves, as soon as we do it, and this can wear off over time because people that have addiction problems, you know, abuse problems, sometimes we get used to it, don't we? And we begin to think that's the way we're supposed to feel. But God generally nudges us and says, you know, in our own minds we say, you know, that's just not right. I know I've messed up. But I won't do it again. And down the road we do it again and again and again. But God usually gives us a little nudge saying, you know, that's not the way I want you to be. So how does this tie into a little Jewish girl that had an adopted father figure, Mordecai, in her life? And she did the right thing. She was beautiful, of course, but she had inner beauty, outer beauty. And the king took notice of her. The good old Haman. You know who Haman is in the story, right? He worked his way up through nefarious carryings on, and he worked his way up to second fiddle. In the back of his mind, he's thinking, king, I could be king here someday. And then this man that's a treasured part of Esther's life, Mordecai, won't bow down to Haman. And Haman says, I'm going to build a 75-foot gallows in my backyard, and I'm going to hang you from it. As I read the scripture today, they go and they drink more wine. And you know, the king, he loves Queen Esther. And he asks her, what can I give you? I care so much for you, I'll give you half my kingdom. And all she said was, protect me and my people. There's someone against my people. Good old Haman. I love the analogy. Have we ever hung ourselves on our own gallows? I think I have. Have you? I think we have. This scripture this week made me think of this. How many times have I tried, by trying to get ahead, by trying to do something? I'm not normally the type of person that would walk on someone else. And I really don't think I've done it, but I know I've done it inadvertently. Because none of us are against saying, you know, that turned out pretty good. Didn't I do a pretty good job leading that? Or didn't I do a good job putting that together? Tooting our own horn, it's called. But in the end, we get hung on our own gallows. We build a gallows to take out something that troubles us, and we end up hanging ourselves. That happens more than we think. Do you believe that? Good grief, we're our own worst enemy. I used to say, my mind hates me. My brain hates me. And it talked me into all kinds of stuff I know is not right. We can talk ourselves into most anything, can't we?
Yes.
You know, when we do something wrong and we grow used to doing things in the wrong, godly way, we at times can convince ourselves it's the right thing to do, can't we? We've cut God out of our life, haven't we? We have taken God out of the picture when that happens, because now we're placing ourselves before God. Haman did that. Haman had a chance to repent, didn't he? I'm sure at any point he could have gone to the king and probably, well, you heard what happened once she had this request. King Xerxes, he was so mad he went out into the garden and stomped around out there for a while. And in the meantime, old Haman goes over to Queen Esther down on his hands and knees begging for mercy. He was willing to ask for mercy from Esther, but he wasn't willing to ask for mercy from God. Do you get that picture here? It's painted. It's a word picture we've painted here today. It's about our own lives. It's about how we treat one another. It's about how we try to get ahead in the world. Is there anything wrong with trying to get ahead and better yourself? No. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of times in church they go, oh, wait a minute, you should be a pauper. Live like a pauper. No, there's a reason why God gives gifts to people of talent. They give them gifts of service. The gifts that they use for the kingdom of God, God will bless you and prosper you. You ever heard that in Scripture? Jeremiah 29:11, Nancy and I, it's in our range. That's one of ours. God wants to prosper us. He wants us to do well. I'm not doing quite as well as I had anticipated, but do I have enough? Do we have enough, Miss Nancy? Do we have enough? Do you have enough?
More than enough.
We have more than enough. My wife has been out of work for 2 months. When we found out she was going to lose her job, I got nervous. I like living indoors with air conditioning. I like 3 meals a day. I like driving my nice GMC Acadia out there. I like those things. I said, when are you getting a job? She said, when I'm darn good ready.
Amen.
You know what she said? When God gives her a job. So 1 month goes by, and I said, what's God been saying? You hear anything yet? The second month goes by, I'm like, did he come knocking and we didn't answer the door? But you know what happened? She'd been placing the applications, doing a honey. I didn't even have this plan, but I feel God prompting me to tell this story. She's been applying for job. She's pretty good at what she does. I'm proud of her. I said, here's how I would go for a job. First of all, just go down and find the person doing the hiring. Go in and sit in their office and say, you need to hire me. Now, that's the way I would do things, because I'm pretty puffed up, and I think I can speak pretty well for myself. I said, why don't you do that? She said, that's not the way it works. Now you've got to fill out a paper, you've got to fill out an application online, and you send it in line and never talk to anybody for the first 6 months of trying to get a job, right? Some of you that are experiencing that right now. Well, you know why she prayed about it? She was faithful. And you know what? Tomorrow she's going to do? She starts her new job tomorrow at 4 a.m. Thank you, God, you finally came around to it. But you know what? It was a blessing throughout the whole process. You know, things went smooth for her. You know, I never thought there were many perks to being a Methodist pastor, and that started out, you know, Christian college. I went to Christian college, obviously, but as she started meeting the people there, and I think I told someone this the other day, she goes in for the interview, the first thing they want to do is pray. Okay, they pray. Someone else comes into the meeting to join them. Let's pray. They pray. The vice president and the president of the college come and want to meet her after they've decided, I guess, she's passed muster. What do they want to do? We pray for her. So she gets to start having conversation with these people in the room. And you know what? We know a lot of the same people. These Methodists get around. Do you realize that?
Oh, yeah.
She's not a name dropper. I told her, drop names. Drop names. Let them know who you know. And we're such good friends with those folks. She wouldn't do that. And you know what? She got the job anyway. So she starts work tomorrow. I've immediately told her to ask for a raise. You know, starting a job, they don't really want to pay you very much, do they? I know she's worth twice the amount they've offered her, so I expect within the first month or two, God will show up and somehow her checks will double. I don't know. Will that happen? I don't know. That's, you know, it could happen. But we're putting that in God's hand. So see what I'm saying? She was faithful. She honored God. She didn't put anybody on the gallows. She just was herself. Does God show exceptional favor to us? Not any more than he does you. But I think the secret is here, and I've learned this in ministry, that as we become more faithful and we have more trust, not that everyone's not faithful and trusting God in their life, but you know what? At some point, you just have to give it up, don't you? Have you ever done that? Give it up to God? What is the best feeling of that? The truck has been lifted. The elephant has been lifted from your chest. And I've experienced it a couple times in my life when I've just beat my head against the wall trying to change things, payment. And I couldn't do it. And I finally said, okay, I give it. I'm done. Do with me what you want. Kill me. Many people in the Bible begged for death from God, didn't they? That's the easy way out. Kill me. But when I give it up to God, I lost 1,000,000 pounds of sins.
Yep.
We have to do that in our life. Esther did that. Esther had to have courage to go before the king. She could have been sentenced to death right away. She walked in the room and spoke with the king, and that was a death sentence at that time. She did it. She prayed about it. She thought about it. She asked God to protect her. And that was Esther's story. She had the guts to do it. Trusting God. That's what this story is about. It's about hanging ourselves on our own gallows. I like that. Take that from here. And it's about trusting God, as Esther did, to protect you and guide you and lead you through troubling times in your life. That's the story of Esther. That's what she's talking about here. That's what is spoken about here. So I pray for you today that you don't hang yourself on your own gallows. Don't do that. I've tried it. It's no fun. But today as we leave here, let's take the words of Esther with us. And have the guts and the glory to go to the king and say, listen, this is what I ask of you. Take it to God. Take it to God. God will protect you. He may not give you everything you want, but I'm pretty assured that he will give you everything you need. Sometimes just giving us what we need reduces our want, isn't it?
Amen.
A lot of lessons here in Esther. Give us what we need, not necessarily what we want. If he gives us what we want, we'll be swinging from our own gallows, won't we? In a lot of times, a lot of ways. So listen to Esther today. She's gone to God on behalf of her people, and her people survived. And good old Haman, the troublemaker, was quite as well received. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for this message from Esther today, Lord. Father, we pray that we will not hang from our own gallows, that as we set ourselves up in life, that we don't set ourselves up for failure. Father, when we do things wrong, give us the courage and the wisdom to recognize it and to turn from not only our evil and wicked ways, but from the wrong way. Things that do not benefit us or the ones we love. Father, guide us, protect us, keep us strong in our faith, and walking strongly beside you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In him today, awesome God, it is an awesome God we serve. Please stand as we close up for God today. God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.